don't run from the truth. Ooh, we don't fake the healing.
We heal it.
It's a revolution now, and you're invited.
Heal that shit. Don't hold it in. Rip the band-aid. Let it begin. Truth gets loud.
That's real life. It feels like TV back in the day when there were theme songs like on the TV, you know? It really is giving big, big theme song energy to the point the other day I was rewatching one of our episodes and it was like, my show is on. You know, like it really is like that. So I'm just relating to you all as viewers and listeners. This is a vibe over here. Aren't y'all glad you're here?
Come on. Yes, indeed.
Oh, my God.
It's a vibe.
It really is. I just sometimes have these moments where I come out a host and I'm actually like listening and participant. And I'm like, man, my show is on. So, yeah. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit. This is where we are taking everything that we learned in last year and the years past, child, and trying to use it for this new year of transformation. This is not just a podcast. This is a revolution in healing. So whether you are a longtime listener or this is your very first time hanging out with us, get ready for some life-changing conversations.
Yes, because listen here. We have learned something powerful over the past year and some. When we share our truth, we give others permission to do the same. We have created the space for the truth seekers, the change agents, and anyone ready to do the work. Because let's be honest, real change happens when we stop hiding and start healing.
So whether you are here to work through your own journey or you are here to learn from ours, you're in the right place. We are about to get real, get deep, and most importantly, get some results.
So buckle up, strap in, grab your favorite drink, and let's heal this shit together.
I've been having my drink the past couple episodes, and that makes me feel very prepared and like I'm showing up better for myself in life because
we are so proud of you.
So hey y'all, what's up? My name is Kimberlyn Jackson and I am a lot of things. I am an activist first and foremost, specifically in the realm of education. I'm a school improvement specialist, a school transformation specialist. School climate and culture is the zone of genius that I work in. I'm also a scientist and I specialize in brain research and trauma-informed practices and social emotional competence and basically seeing the humanity in people, okay? I'm a visionary, a motivational speaker. I am a virtual producer, network executive. I'm the founder of Intuitive Melanated Life Coaching, where I help people deepen their relationship with God to understand their unique design and purpose in order to positively impact the world. I am also a professional frolicker, and I've been out frolicking quite a bit in the past couple weeks or so, and it does feel like this is a new frolic season, and I am very excited about that. So yeah, the winds are shifting, if you will, but I also live in Medellin, Colombia. I left the U.S. 4 years ago, and I also help people do that as well, and I'm a host and producer and podcaster, and hey, that's it. What up?
Yes, indeed. Okay, frolicking. We seeing you on the internets and stuff. You just out here glowing and just blowing bubbles and showing your thigh meat and all that, honey. Yes, indeed.
Not thigh meat.
Okay. Well, my name is Bianca Goolsbee, and I am a digital strategist, a consultant, an education activist, and a certified snitch.
Snitch.
Yes, indeed. I'm an investigator and a receipt collector, so put respect on my name. And I am the founder of Teaching for the Culture, where we transform, we empower, we advocate, we coach, and we heal. I am also an intuitive melanated life coach and a digital nomad currently working and traveling wherever there's Wi-Fi. And in the morning, I'll be on my way to Lima, Peru. My purpose is to empower others to find their own path to freedom and fulfillment in doing that fearlessly. Amen. Come on. Okay.
Amen.
So we got to talk about these three keys around here, because some folks be co-opting words, and I'm telling you, words mean things, but let's go ahead and let's tell you what the three keys are: accountability, transparency, and integrity. And before we go further, we want to make sure that we're clear about expectations, what you can expect from us and what we expect from you. What you can expect from us to honor the three keys: we're going to keep it real, we're going to speak freely, and we're going to cuss if and when we feel like it. So this is a disclaimer. If you have little listeners, you might want to have some headphones, some AirPods, or maybe not, that's your business. But what we expect from you: hate speech, hate comments, not over here. We proudly serve in the Block and Be Blessed ministry, okay?
You are fake news.
Uh-huh. And we want you to engage with intention or get escorted to the Block pew. We want you to go on this journey with us. We're not the experts, but we are facilitating these important conversations, and we want you to participate in this journey and bring people with you, because together we're committed to doing the work to heal.
So let's give y'all some quick updates. One of the first updates that we want to go ahead on and share is that this is going to be our last episode for the 2025 year. Cue the sad violin. Yeah, y'all. It has been quite a ride this year, and we're going to talk about that today, but wanted to put that up front because we're, you know, in the space of reflecting and all of that, and we invite y'all to do that along with us. And you can also send us some love, you know, as we are doing that. So if you are watching out here in our YouTubeverse, one of the ways that you are able to communicate with us is through emojis. And actually, anywhere that you're able to leave a comment, you can do this. Our collective emoji is the heart with the bandage wrapped around it. That lets us know that you are here from the Heal That Shit universe, that you are picking up what we're putting down, that you are one of the folks who is committed to this movement. Then we also have individual emojis. So my emojis are the sunflower and the crayon. The sunflower is yellow. Yellow is my favorite color. It makes me happy. It reminds me of the sun. It brings me joy. It feels like frolicking. And sunflowers actually are the symbol for invisible disabilities. And as someone who is learning how much more neurodivergent I am every single day of my existence, I have become a fierce advocate for those of us who you may not be able to see on the surface what is going on. So sunflowers represent that. And the crayon, because it was a time of my life where my life was very black and white, and I made a conscious decision to color the fuck out of my life. So insert the crayon, insert the bold joy, insert the frolicking and creating a life that brings me joy at a soul level. So those are my individual emojis. Bianca, please enlighten them about yours.
Yes, indeed. So my emoji is the teddy bear, because it's teddy bear season, okay? Wrapped in my good old helmet and my teddy bear armor. And I tell you, boy, love is the highest frequency. So I want to be out here giving love, receiving love, and all of those things, because that's important to me. And the hands that form the heart, When I tell you, I've been very transparent about my journey with my heart and the reconstruction of it and having a pacemaker and all the complexities of dealing with grief in life and all of that, being very vulnerable and sharing the things, because I don't know how long this pacemaker is going to pace. So being very vulnerable and transparent about that. And also, love is the highest frequency. So I want to be able to show up the best way that I can and to lead people better than how I found them. So those are my emojis, the teddy bear and the hands that form the heart. Ding.
Excellent. So y'all can drop those into the comments. If you're watching during the premiere, you can drop this into the live chat. We are also in there hanging out and we can all contribute to this collective conversation. I also want to re-uplift. It's like that intrusive thought was like, say it now.
For context, y'all, we be having some dope poll questions when we do our premieres. So you got to get in there and make sure that you vote. And sometimes there be accusations that happen during the voting process. So you just got to be there in order to know what's going down. So just make sure you check us out when we do our live premieres.
It's an interesting and fun. It's fun. So if you are here watching during the premiere, please go ahead and join us in the live chat. If you're seeing this during a replay, when we come back in 2026, we still going to be doing these premieres. So put it on your calendar so that you are able to join us there. So that's one thing. But the other thing is we are also available on all podcast platforms. Shout out to our podcast folks. We're going to big up y'all in a little bit. But we are available there, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all the places where podcasts be at. That's where we are at. And you can also go to our website, wehealthatshit.com. You can join the mailing list. You can see our latest episode. You can learn a little bit more about us. Like, there are a lot. There's a lot that we are building out here in this universe. So feel free to connect with us there. All right. That's it. That's all for the announcements. Moving on.
Yes.
So, I feel like my lips are chapped. That's one of the things I got teased about when I was in school, is having chapped lips.
Mm-hmm.
Having chapped lips and having four eyes.
Man, children are mean, bro.
But also, what the hell you want me to do? I gotta see. So I don't know what you want me to say. Like, and also I'm dusting y'all on these grades, so maybe you need to get you two more eyes as well, because yes, mine seem to be working out pretty well. You feel me? Now the chapped lips, that was a work in progress, that we had to make sure we carried Vaseline around with us all the time, you know, and all of that to fight that off and drink water. Okay. But anyway, that's something that I always remember, is that I was teased for having chapped lips, because kids do dumb shit. So anyway, we are about to transition into our spirit check. And our spirit check is the time during each episode where we are intentional about stilling ourselves and really thinking about how our spirit is feeling, what we're feeling inside our brains, where our brain people might be at, all the things. It is our time to take an intentional moment to think about all of that and kind of surface it. And we do that through a color method. So if you are watching here with us, I'm going to put this up on the screen. If you are listening, I will describe it so that you'll know what the color system is. Okay. So it starts out with green. I'm absolutely wonderful. Life is great. Blue. I'm good. I don't have any complaints. Purple. I'm okay. Things could be better. And yellow. I'm not doing so well. I need support. And you can put these colors together in whatever combination that you feel like. We have talked about plaid and spray paint, lava lamps, oceans, fireworks, diamond sprinkles, whatever makes sense to you is a way for you to be able to communicate that. But the whole point is to really start these dialogues about how your spirit is actually feeling. So we are going to model that for you now. And it's on you today to kick us off with the spirit check.
Okay. So the lava lamp is coming back to me. The lava lamp of just like ebbs and flows, different colors of the green, blue, purple, and yellow are showing up. There's more colors than some. So, for example, there's more green than yellow. There's more blue than yellow, but there's some purple in there. There's some blue. There's some green. And it's just like kind of like all over the place. So, like, I'm good. Like, life is wonderful. It's great. Like, really blessed, really grateful. Things are turning in so many different directions for me. And I'm so blessed and grateful for that. But also, as these different other colors show out, you know what I mean? My spirit, overall, life is wonderful. But I'm feeling the lava lamp as things change and move. I feel like just like my mood and how I feel changes with it too.
Okay. I'm also feeling lava lampish today. And it feels like the predominant colors are the blue, I'm good, I don't have any complaints, and purple, I'm okay, things could be better. I have a lot of logistical things that are happening right now, and with logisticals, sometimes logisticals don't work out the way that you intend for them to, which causes frustrations. So yeah, it feels primarily blue and purple. And then there's been a few times over the past couple days where a yellow has kind of like popped up, and then, you know, maybe a green might pop up, but those are kind of the pop-ups, if you will, is primarily the blue and the purple, and kind of trying to maintain in that space. Yeah. So,
yeah, coloring in, friend.
So, yeah. So that's how we do our spirit check, y'all. And again, we encourage you to share with us in the comments. You can share in the chat. You can respond to the poll if you're here with us in the live chat. But really do take a moment to kind of think about how your spirit is feeling and the intersection of all the things that might be happening right now. So it's on me to start with the transparency moment. And what I will, I guess, where do I want to start? So I'm in this reflective space right now of kind of like wrapping up all the things that I've had going on. And in preparation for this, like taking a moment to list out some of the things that I'm most proud of from this year. And it's really, this year has been wild. You know, you remember I started the year out busting my face wide open in Panama City and had to get stitches. That was on the first day, the last day of 2024, first day of 2025. I'm in Panama with a busted chin in an Airbnb with no food, no water at midnight, looking out the window like, God, what more do you want? What more? Huh? What more do you want from me? Oh my God. So that is how my year started. And despite all of that, I have accomplished quite a bit this year and made some promises to myself about things that I would do and how I would show up for myself. And the biggest project was the Frolicking Truth and creating a space where it was just me to talk to the people that care about what is happening in my life. And I had not really done that. Like, you know, I have a lot of podcasts and I have a lot of different like things that are out here in this world, but like just a space to kind of just talk about what's going on or what my thoughts are about things. And it's just me without bouncing off anybody else or whatever. I really didn't have that. And I felt like it was something that was important for me to create. So I created the Frolicking Truth and developed and have developed this space that I'm just so proud of what I have created. And even from, I was talking about theme music earlier, like the intro music for the Frolicking Truth just like puts me in this space of like, all right, and the mic is on and we're listening. And that has kind of sparked off all these other projects and created so much alignment, if you will, in birthing the different things that I want to have out here in the world with helping people to find their own voices and helping people to understand their gifts and their purpose, helping people to leave the U.S. Like all of that kind of can live in that Frolicking Truth space. So I am really proud of myself. I'm proud of myself that I committed to that, because not only am I sitting and doing it, if y'all have been following me, y'all know I'm a big live person, because once that live goes off, baby, we're done. And there's nothing else that needs to be done with that. Whereas with this format, I've had to like actually edit, and that takes time to do that and to create, whether you're watching it visually or whether you're listening to it, like to create, you know, you do it with this. Like it takes time to be able to do that. And I invested that time because I wanted to create an experience, and I feel like I have done that. And I'm really just excited about it. I get excited every time I do a live recording and people come, or even in the live premiere where people come and we're in the comments and people are talking to each other. Like it feels to me like a safe space that I would want to be in. So I'm really, really proud of that. And it's something that I did have on my list. I had went back and looked at the Run of Show from our first episode in January. And I said, podcast, like I need to bring the solo podcast back. And I did. So I'm excited for what the season two is going to look like and where, like how that platform is going to grow and blossom. Like I'm really excited about that. So that, and then in conjunction with that, The Frolicking Truth lives on the Mind of My Black Ass Business Network. And Mind of My Black Ass Business was birthed out of my school improvement experience in Pennsylvania. Also, shout out to Pennsylvania. I see y'all watching and listening. Hey, how
Come
y'all
on.
Doing?
I was waiting for you to give them a shout out, because they're one of the top cities that's listening to the podcast. So let's give them a round of applause. Come on.
Come on, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So whoever is in Pennsylvania, you live on either side of this situation, but nonetheless, when I was in Pennsylvania working on behalf of the Department of Education, there was a day I was experiencing extreme bullying and harassment and lies and just a very much campaign and attack to silence me, because I was trying to do what was right for the children, which is always what we're trying to do is what's right. Y'all have no idea the amount of attacks when you're trying to do what's right for the children. So anyway, one day I was standing in my house and I just screamed out, like, I just want to mind my black ass business. Like, why won't they just let me do that? Right? Because there's so much hypervigilance when it comes to black people, and they always got to know what we doing and where we at. And like, I'll just get out of my damn business. And in that moment, Minding My Black Ass Business came into being, right? But it kind of just started out like as a t-shirt. And then it was like, oh, I'll do a YouTube page. But then I just used the YouTube page to talk about what happened in Pennsylvania, right? And then they tried to get the page taken down. So then I stopped and I was quiet for a really long time, and I didn't say anything. And then I've kind of started coming back to Minding My Black Ass Business with So You Don't Put Syrup on Your Grilled Cheese, and then The Frolicking Truth. So in all of that, I another thing that I said to myself this year is I want to take YouTube seriously, and I really want to be intentional about building the community that I really know that we need to have.
What if the thing you've always called too much was the exact thing God designed on purpose? This is for the ones who've always known they were different. Too sensitive, too loud, too knowing, too intuitive, too woo-woo. But what if your sensitivity is actually your superpower? What if your intuition was your inheritance? Discover Your Destiny is a 10-week sacred journey back to yourself. We explore the design of your soul, your spiritual gifts, and the unique way that God speaks to you. This isn't church. It's not a rule book. It's not a performance. It's the moment you stop chasing approval and start walking in divine alignment. You'll gain clarity, language, and confidence around who you are and what you are here on the earth to do. You'll learn the real voice of God. And if you feel called to go on to become a certified intuitive melanated life coach, this is where that path begins. There are two ways to enter this sacred container: the Destiny Track, full investments and coaching experience, or the Divine Exchange Track, where internship meets soul work. You'll support podcasting, content creation, or brand development behind the scenes while learning how your unique gifts benefit the collective. Your knowing isn't a flaw. It's the fingerprint of God. This is your invitation, and I hope that you'll answer.
So we have crossed over 1,500 subscribers on the Mind of My Black Ass Business YouTube page, and people are still coming, and it just feels so... It feels like if you build it, they will come is really what it feels like, because that's all I kept hearing. Because for a long time, I just been talking to myself out here, you know, the faithful four or five that was like, we pulling up, sis, you know, but that was kind of it. And to now be extending into circles for people that this is the first time that they're meeting me and they're getting to understand who I am and what I stand for and how I show up and the intentionality that I put into telling the truth and creating safe spaces and places to be able to tell the truth. You see it, I see it resonating with... It's not just because you know me. It's not because we've had this long-lasting relationship. It's because you actually picking up what I'm putting down. So I'm super, super proud of that. And I'm just, I'm humbled every time that I log in. There is an affirmation video that continue. It was the first video I ever put on the page, and it continues to be the top performing video. And I get comments all the time where people are like, thank you so much for putting this out here. And it really was the things that I was saying to myself that I needed to hear. And I just shared it with others. So that resonates. And that's a consistent like shot in the arm and reminder that the work that I am doing matters. So that has been absolutely phenomenal. Establishing the archive, which is my Patreon, and getting that set up and creating this collection of recipes and traditions and things that we can keep that honor who we are, and seeing, you know, that resonating and people coming over to the archive and like being a part of that. And I can see that becoming this buzzing hub of activism and support and healing. So I'm really excited about that. And then the last thing that I'll say as far as the pride points is I've helped 5 women establish new lives outside the country this year. And that is every time like one of them checks in or I check in with them, they're just like, thank you. So just thank you for, and it wasn't even, all I did was kind of help them put things in a row. Like, okay, so you need to think about this, think about that, right? The hardest part was the decision of them saying, no, I'm going to actually do this. And it's such an honor for me to support someone in such a huge decision that they're making for themselves and to save themselves, because I know what that's like because I've already walked the road. So I'm just excited for even the vision that God has given me for 2026 of how that's going to develop more and build a community and all that kind of stuff. So I said all that to say, y'all, sis is tired, okay? And it is now rest season. It is now rest season. So this is the first week since I started The Frolicking Truth that I didn't record on a Wednesday at 11 a.m. And so episodes are still coming out, but they're pre-recorded so I can rest, right? Like, I'm actively taking meetings off my calendar. Like, yep, we don't need that. Nope, that's not, not that. Like, and it just feels so good because my brain has been going in overdrive for this entire year. And keep in mind, in February is when, or January, February is when Trump got in office and all the executive orders happened. And then all of the funding and contracts that I had just disappeared into thin air. I didn't know how I was going to take care of myself. Like, you know, it was it's a lot that has happened this year. And so I'm just really proud that despite all of that, I have been able to not just keep going, but also bring other people with me and not crash, crumble, and give up. Because mind you, I am still, it has only been 2 years since a severe mental health crisis. So the process of healing takes 3 to 5, you know? And so I'm really proud of myself that my brain was able to do so much this year in the face of everything that's been going on.
Yes, indeed. What would you say when you reflect back on this year? What would you say is like a lesson that you would tell the people behind you?
I think the biggest lesson is you have to connect to your intuition, and like you have to be connected to your spirit, because there were times throughout this that If I did not have certainty in understanding that God was telling me to do something in particular, that I'm done. Like, I don't want to do this anymore, especially thinking about how difficult it was for me when we lived in the place with the construction. Like, that was, I had to develop a way to be able to keep myself centered and to know like God is telling me every step to take, because it felt very unstable and shaking because my brain couldn't think. So I said all that to say the biggest game changer, I think, is, and I'll put it even more simply, is to you have to be able to trust yourself. This, the link to all of this is reconnecting to your own spirit and repairing that relationship, that how you've been gaslighting yourself and telling yourself everything's fine, well, you know it wasn't, and like all of that, repairing that relationship so that when your spirit says it's time to go, it's time to move, it's time to pivot, it's time to do nothing, that you can hear that, because you cannot hear God through all the noise. Like, God is not screaming and hollering. Like, God is gently guiding and directing. But if we're not listening, then we miss that. So I'm grateful that I have that relationship with God already. I definitely think this year has deepened that more, especially when I was looking for this place. I knew what my spirit needed. And I remember my therapist like questioning why I was running. Like, why are you, you know, going away from people? And I'm like, because I have been overstimulated for the past 3 months. I need quiet. I need, one of the podcast episodes that I'm going to put out is about the 7 types of rest. And this was another connection. Remember, I was telling you I was watching Amanda Seales earlier. This is another connection that we had made in watching that episode. There is so much noise pollution inside the city. And that causes people to feel overstimulated. And when people are overstimulated, that often manifests as anger and behaviors that look like anger. So I knew that I needed to be in a space that was quiet, and I needed time to not have to compete with city noise and all of this stuff. I need my brain and my spirit to be able to rest for a moment. But if I would have listened to this mental health specialist or whomever that is like, well, why are you running away from people? And they're characterizing it in that way as if I'm running. No, I'm going to protect myself and I'm going to restore my spirit. But I knew that because I know what God told me. God showed me there's, you're going to have this view and you're going to be in nature and there's going to be this. You know, like I knew what I had been told. Right. So I knew that because I have a relationship with God, and I trust that when my spirit says, this is what I'm supposed to do, this is what I'm supposed to do. If you don't have that, it's very difficult because you don't know what to do. And you're trying to figure out what to do, even though the instructions are there, even though God has told you, but there's a disconnect. So the biggest thing I would say is repairing that relationship with your spirit and repairing that relationship with God so that you are able to trust what your spirit is telling you.
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, friend. It's been one hell of a year, and I am very excited for our season 3 to do a recap in 2026 of all of the different things, because I'm sure just with the opportunity that you had just to do the brief recap before the show, I'm sure there's a lot more things that need to be highlighted and talked about that you were able to accomplish and do. So I look forward to coming back in the new year to really unpacking that and setting goals with intention. And as we move forward with the show and encouraging others to do the same, as life is going to continue to life and people are going to continue to people as we see. Right. So yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what are your pride points? Because you have also accomplished quite a bit this year. I don't know if you remember how your year started off and what that looked like back in January. But what pride points do you have over there?
Yes, indeed. I remember the day after my birthday going to the cancer center because of me having a stage 4 endometriosis and having to fight for healthcare to get healing in my body for the severe cramps that I was feeling. And then becoming a digital nomad, traveling abroad, and haven't felt those same symptoms and pain like I felt in the States. Sure, it comes from time to time, but it ain't the same. And I rather keep my womanhood as intact as possible until it's absolutely something that I will have to do away with. And I've been prolonging this type of procedure because it's going to be such a laborious healing process and journey, and just trying to keep everything as intact as possible. So that's how I started the year, being like, oh my gosh, my heart and now my womanhood and wow. And then traveling abroad. So as soon as Donald Trump was elected, I was like on the plane a day or two before that, and I was in Colombia. And it was my mission at that point to change my life. Like, I am very grateful for you, Kimberlyn, because I will say that I've dealt with so much behind the scenes that nobody really knows, except for my core village, and you're one of those people. And so I just wanted to say that I thank you for holding space, for praying for me, for loving me, even when we might not agree on things, that you don't judge me, that we continue to stay lockstep with each other. And it has been such an amazing experience to have a true friend, someone that I can rely on and call on when needed, and knowing that there's reciprocity in that. I will say, as far as the pride points, well, to your comment about, you know, podcast subscribers and your shout out to Pennsylvania, like, we got people in Virginia and we have folks globally that is listening to the podcast. So shout out to y'all that are taking an opportunity to listen to what we got to say. I just want to thank you and just appreciate y'all for showing up, whether you listen to us or even come over to the YouTube side of things and watch our beautiful faces. It means so much. We have 44 subscribers, and the goal is to make sure that this channel is monetized, that we're able to take this to the next level, and just grateful for all the tools and the resources that have been provided to help with this movement work. But when we talk about healing, this is not something that a lot of people want to deal with. It's not something that a lot of people want to talk about. And because of that, the algorithm is not going to favor that. People have to be intentional with their healing journey in order to find our content. They have to be intentional with wanting to know how we are doing, because in some instances, that's the only way that they'll know, because they don't have access otherwise. So I just want to just say I thank you for the folks that watch us and tune in. I said on the show that I wanted to bring back Morning Tea and Allegations, and I did. After such a long hiatus, and there are clips that are being posted, and I was talking about a school board member in Alachua County, and now I'm connected with them and they're reacting to the things that I'm saying, and to be able to just have this reach and to reach people and to have these vital conversations, it lights me up. It brings me joy, and it's something that sets my soul on fire. Like, I really enjoy what I do. And I'm grateful to be able to have this opportunity to do that. I've been an entrepreneur for a very long time, and that's a privilege to be able to say. And even with the shifting of business and losing contracts and gaining more contracts, like when I tell you, God has been good, God has been providing. You know, it'll be 1 year next week with me and Kalonda partnering together, Kimberlyn. Like, I'm thankful for your cousin. A year already, girl. Next week. So just being able to experience love and having it be so different than what I'm used to, and having just the opportunity to give love and receive love in a way that I need it, that God has it for me, is great. Released an album. I've been talking about this for a minute. Got so many different glowing recommendations and shout outs and people sliding in my inbox to say, hey, that song, The Oil Was Expensive, that hit me. I really appreciate that. And I like it. Or people talking about the different aesthetics that I've created and advertising it. And they're like, wow, I want to be able to do that for my venture. Can you help me with what I got going on, you know, and just being able to have that global impact. And I will say that I talked about it on my Facebook page, and I had a word for the year, and I'm still challenging myself with that. The word that I had of the year was fearlessness. And I had to do a real deep reflection on that. And there have been times where I haven't operated out of that I was operating out of fear. And so growing in my relationship with God, and even with my family, having family Bible studies and just getting closer with my connection and walk with God, is empowering me to continue to share my journey, to share my truth. I've created different eBooks and updated my website. I'm just very grateful, like very, very blessed. And I do feel like I need to spend some time of like, did this, because I really want to put some respect on my name. Like, I really want to pop my shit, because it has been one hell of a year, one hell of a season. And to be on the other side of it, standing strong, resilient, even with heart failure, with a battery declining, like, I'm still here and I'm grateful for it. So I just wanted to take that moment to say, Kim, I appreciate you and I love you. And I am just grateful for our friendship. And I'm just grateful for the folks that take an opportunity to listen to what we got to say, because it means a lot. And there's so much more that I know that we're going to be able to do together collectively as we're out here helping people to heal that shit.
Yeah. Well, I love you too. The feeling is definitely mutual. And I'm very grateful as well, you know, that you've been there to help me pick up pieces, you know. It's been a lot, y'all. It has been a lot. And we sit in a place of privilege of having been able to get out of the U.S. and kind of minimize the impact of some of the things that are happening directly outside our doors, if you will. But many of you who are listening are there in the U.S. and really trying to figure out what things look like and what your next steps look like and all of that. So we did want to kind of take a little bit of time to just talk about some of the things that we can do to help ourselves have peace during this season so that you can have a stable nervous system and you're not in an even higher state of altered existence, if you will, because we know with holiday time come a lot of family interactions that may be happening. And I know personally, I've had conversations with three people who are actively like, I don't feel like I want to go home for the holidays. I ain't really on that like that. And my question to them has been, why do you have to? Right. I think that one of the things that I would like to uplift in this is it is important for us to get into the habit of honoring ourselves. One of the things that contributes to burnout as well as mental health crises is that we spend a lot of time treating ourselves poorly in order to make other people feel better. So whether that is showing up at our family function where you know somebody gonna have something slick to say, or you gonna dynamics gonna be off, or you might have to play referee between family members, or you don't know what's gonna happen because you just don't know, it's unpredictable like that. All of that creates a heightened nervous system and does not create an environment where you are giving yourself the peace that you deserve to have. And so I can't tell you what to do. But what I do recommend is that you ask yourself the question about what is it that you really want to do and what is it that you really need to do during this season in order to honor what your spirit is telling you. Outside of somebody else's expectations, outside of who gonna be mad and got something to say, because they're gonna always be mad and they're gonna always have something to say. It doesn't end. So it's not like you're gonna go this year and then it's gonna be like, ooh, but next year they're not gonna expect, nope, it's gonna be the same. Like they're not doing the work. So they're gonna be the same, right? But you are, because you're here. We know we don't have riffraff over here, okay? So you are going through the process of healing your spirit and reconnecting to your spirit and really asking yourself these questions. And you may be at a space where things don't align. So one of the things that I really urge you to do is to sit with that. What do you want to do and what do you need to do in order to have a nervous system that is going to support the life that you deserve to have?
Yeah, I had a realization, and I had shared a lot of this with y'all in real time because I had the internet when I was on the cruise ship because of my pacemaker, and spending the holidays on the cruise ship with family and the different things and the dynamics at that point, I was like, enough. Enough. I will show up when I need to. And I will excuse myself when I need to. And the fact that all of my cousins that were on the boat, their trip was paid for. But I paid to be on the cruise ship. So it hit different for me being an
like
adult.
I'm paying for this foolishness.
Y'all here and I had to pay for this. And it hit different for me in that. And so I wanted to just uplift the importance of doing a village audit and protecting your peace, because people are going to people. They are still going to ask you the same questions that are going to ruffle your feathers because they don't know better. And not excusing it, but there are some people that just refuse to change. but don't compromise your peace and your health by trying to subject yourself to it either. And that's what I had to learn. And on that cruise ship, it was definitely imperative, because where was I going to go unless the boat docked somewhere? And when it did, I was out of there. You couldn't find me. And the only person who could find me was my little sister. I wasn't trying to be seen or found. So I say all this to say that we have to protect our peace this holiday season. It's already hard enough. You still have people that still don't have access to their SNAP benefits, knowing how they're going to provide for their family. And there are calls to have an economic blackout. And I support that. I support putting your money to the best resources as possible and saving your money and not falling into this capitalism system where we see what happens. We know what happens with this. Every year you have folks that go into debt for Christmas to give gifts and they buy all the food and have a surplus of food, and there's people still hungry. There's a lot that happens with the holiday season that is not best practice, really. Like, having an experience living in different countries, it changed my whole perspective. So I just want y'all to think about that as y'all are navigating these holiday seasons of protecting your peace, doing the village audit, being intentional with who you are around and who has access to you, because all that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. And to the point of protecting your peace, what does that look like for you to create your intentional rest? You know, the holidays, it's already, I don't know about for you, but it's definitely circle back after the holiday season for me, baby. And I mean all of them. Circle back in 2026. Business is closed. Don't ask me to do nothing. No, I'm not coming. Okay. So what does that look like in these times where people's expectations start to kind of lift a little bit because it's the holiday season? How can you take advantage of that to be able to create a new routine for yourself that is going to prioritize your peace, right? So I'm in the process of moving, and wherever I go to, I need to be able to incorporate yoga, stretching, like meditation. And I'm talking like I need yoga mat. I need to have incense burning. I need to have sound bowls. Like I need to full on have a space dedicated to that, because it is essential for me to ground myself, or else I cannot function. Like it can, I don't be no good. You understand? So because I know that, this whole year and the maybe almost, what year is this? The past 2 years, I've been working on building routines and things that actually honor my life. This past year, I've really been working on those intentional self-care practices that are preventative practices, like my morning playlist and my affirmations. And that's why, again, the Frolicking Truth, every time before we start, we do affirmations. So like I can get myself in that zone of consistency. So my question and challenge to you all would be, what does that look like for you to create that space for yourself? For me, yoga mat, incense, sound bowls, meditating. What else might I need to have in this space? Got to have my music, my playlist. So that's what my Zen space and Zen practice, if you will, is going to look like. What do you think that's going to look like for you of how you are creating those intentional practices to maintain your peace?
So it would be no phone until I've completed my morning routine. Period, full stop. Okay. I don't want to look at no notifications, no nothing until I go through this checklist. So that's waking up, doing my morning routine of getting my body together, stretching, having some tea, and listening to an affirmation or two, or even creating one. And I've been doing great with being consistent with creating affirmations, almost 200 strong. So I'm excited. I said I was going to have this coloring book done, but hey, it might be. I might be able to. We might be talking about it next show. But yeah, I'm just trying to make sure I get all the things together before I get into my phone. That has been like one of the things that will completely shift me and unground me, is if I'm deep into the phone before I do anything else.
Gotcha. Yeah. I definitely think we are, another thing for myself for the end of the year, I really see myself, your background is flashing in and out. I don't know if that's happening.
I see
on
it.
Your side too.
It is, and I don't know why.
Okay. All right. Well, the people will get a light show. what was I saying? Dang, I forgot. Hold on. You were talking about your routine. The phone. So I feel like at the end of this year, like I feel like I'm going to make a letter or a post or something and really just be like, y'all, especially for Facebook, if you looking for me, this is where I am. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to engage in the toxicity specifically on Facebook. Like, I really feel like I'm about to start backing out of those spaces because we are, and when I say we, Shekinah and I are actively looking for interns. And one of those people is going to be the social media manager because I don't want to do it no more. I really don't. I don't want to have to tick it in. I don't want to have to check the notifications. I don't want to do it. And if people are looking for me, they can find me on Patreon. Like, that's it. If you're looking to have an actual conversation and interactions with me, come over to Patreon, because I can't keep fighting against algorithms and trying to, like, it's too much. Okay. It's just too much. So I said all that to say, not just a village audit, there might also need to be an energy audit or a digital audit in order to ask yourself what your digital practices are looking like and what are some spaces that you may want to go ahead and back out of because they are not honoring your peace. And you need to honor your peace. So that also might be a conversation that we got to have with ourselves. You are right over there clicking in and out. Mercury is really retrograding today. Huh?
Yeah. So listen, I'm like, I'm getting a thing that's like the device is struggling to record and it's having me to close apps and tabs. And the crazy part is that I don't even have a bunch of apps and stuff loaded. So I feel like I don't even know what to do. I'm going to hit the refresh button and see what happens because this is wild.
Okay. All right. Tab tells us what went wrong with her restaurant. Oh, wow. So, y'all, one of my newest podcasts that I have to get into is Kev on Stage has a new podcast called Not My Best Moment. His first guest was Issa Rae. I haven't watched it yet, but he has a second guest on who is Tabitha Brown. And she's going to talk about what went wrong with her restaurant because people are sharing like things that they have failures at because Kev's latest book is called Successful Failure. So I'm excited to listen to this. And this is something that happens in his Patreon. Like, you get the notification. So I really am going over to Patreon world. And we also are going to have a Patreon here for Heal That Shit. Because we need these safe spaces to be able to commune and have the conversations that actually matter and the conversations that are important for us to have.
Mercury and micro braids is ghetto. It's ghetto. Where can the people find you, girl? Because they can't find me because this thing is wild.
So y'all can find me.
Here I go. Nope.
Oh my God.
And then I can't even hear you. This is wild work. Oh,
you can't hear me. Oh my God.
This is so ghetto.
Wait, I'm trying to stop laughing. Okay, wait. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yes. All right. So, y'all, this is the last episode for the year. Okay. Now, if y'all looking for us, you can find me at KimberlynJackson.com. Pretty much everything is on that site. Also, come over and hang out in the archive with me. Go to patreon.com/mindofmyblackassbusiness. Come hang out with us in the YouTube community as well at Mind of My Black Ass Business. Can you got it, or you need me to tell the people where to find you at?
You can find me behind the screens, because clearly Mercury is in microbraids, and yeah, it's where I work. But you can find me on my website at www.biancacoolsby.com, and I'm saying it really, really fast because I don't know if it's going to work, but here we are. And I just thank you for your love and support, and thank you for tuning in to Life Unfiltered, Heal That Shit, and can't wait to see you in 2026. And if you missed any of our episodes, make sure that you go back, because we have a whole bunch of episodes for you to check back in reference of our life's journey that I actually want to take some clips and actually make a top moments of the podcast, because we got some real spicy ones, boy. The way that me and Kim go back and forth on certain things is actually quite entertaining and fun. So yeah, check us out on WeHealThatShit.com.
Bye, y'all. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
All the things.
And let God use you.
See y'all next year.
Bye.
Bye. Heal that shit.